Watson spinning dribble, now has it beyond the arc. Lost the dribble, really pressured out top. Then had the ball knocked away, got it back, and then drives to the basket. And a little double clutcher is scored by Drew Watson. His first basket, 34-19. Now to Doyle, top of the key. Right side, three, Holthaus, good. Holthaus able to knock down the three. He has eight in the game, and it's 36-22. Doyle backing in on Richardson, got his man in the air and scored it. Doyle with an and one. Here come the Bombers fighting back. 10 for Doyle. Got Richardson up in the air. So again, if they can just get the ball in the paint. So it's a 12-point game. Now right wing for Holthaus. 4:25 to play. Holthaus got it baseline, then reverses Bishop. Left wing three. Banked in. Bishop a banked in three. And it's 38-30. Bombers within eight. Post Doyle free throw line extended, put it on the floor, spins, backs his way in, lost the ball. Then back door, Holthaus all alone. Layup scored. It's a 6-point game. Holy smokes. 38-32. 2:55 to play. It was 36-18. And it's now, or 34-16 rather, and now it's 38-32, 2:45 to play. Conley drives it baseline, got to the rim. His layup is good. Conley scored it. Back to a 6-point game. 2:10 remaining. They tried to go high-low. Ball knocked away from Case. Picked up. Holthaus. Three is good. Holthaus hits the three. And it's a 3-point game. 40-37. Holthaus with a big three. Back in by Doyle. 22 seconds remaining. 40-38 the spread. McComb down two. This is the back end of a two-shot foul. McComb fills the lane with Holthaus and Watson. 40-38. Back end by Doyle is up and good. It's a 1-point game. Here's the inbounds in the backcourt. Traps has it and he's fouled. With 20 seconds remaining, so the Bombers are going to have a chance in this game. The Bombers are going to have a chance in this game after being down 34-16. So two shots for Traps. He had 7 points in the first quarter, has not scored since. Left-handed player. Now Manuel, surprisingly, they empty the lane. Two shots. Traps, front end is up. The front end is no good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Here's the back end. The back end by Traps. They've missed three in a row. Manuel has scored 14 points in the second half, just 4 points in the fourth quarter. The back end by Traps. It is up. And it is no good on the rebound to the Bombers. They can win it. They can win it. Here's Holthaus with it. 15 to play. They trap him. They get it to Watson left side. 12 to play. Timeout Bombers. Woo-hoo-hoo. We'll take a break. 10.8 to play. Bombers go for the win. When we come back, 40-39 Manuel on WMJ. All right, Ty Taylor, it's America's original March Madness experience on full display tonight at the Alice Ingersoll Gymnasium.
I mean, unbelievable. If I told you at the beginning of the fourth quarter that McComb was going to have it with a chance to win at the buzzer, I don't think anybody would have believed you. But the Bombers have it down one, 10.8 to play, can get to the Sweet 16 with a basket. Unreal.
That'd be an Olympic Conference sectional final game between McComb and Rock Ridge. So Case will inbound. Left sideline. Watson center circle. They set up Holthaus in the corner. 10 seconds. They get it to Doyle, top of the key, guarded by Richardson. Crossover, drives it in the paint. And he's fouled with 6.3 seconds remaining. Doyle will shoot two. He's 5 of 5 from the line tonight. He has 13 in the game. Now, mind you, there's still 6 seconds left to play in this game. Doyle shooting 2 with 6.3 remaining. He was fouled in the paint. Richardson picks up his third, and Doyle ties the game 40-40 on a Wednesday night in Canton, Illinois. Here's the back end by Doyle with 6 seconds remaining. McComb clears the lane. Doyle's back end is good. Doyle made it with 6 seconds remaining. And let's see. Manuel inbound in the backcourt, down one. They do not call a timeout. Here's the inbounds. They get it to Trapps. Trapps in the front court. Now a timeout with 3.6 seconds remaining. So Doyle gives McComb the lead. 41-40. 3.6 seconds remaining. It'll be an inbound right sideline at the hash mark in the forecourt for Manuel. Again, 3.6 seconds remaining. Ty Taylor.
Unbelievable. I mean, McComb was down by 18 in the second half. And they're up by one with 3.6 to go. Remember now, one thing, Manuel out of timeouts. They just put 4.3 seconds on the clock. So Manuel, zero timeouts remaining. They are in the bonus. So a foul on McComb will send Manuel to the line. But Manuel, 0 of 4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And Richardson missed two.
So again, now both clubs are in the bonus. So a foul would result in two shots. Again, 4.3 seconds remaining. Did you say Manuel last timeout? That was their last timeout. Last timeout for Manuel. So they'll inbound right sideline in the forecourt. Trapps will toss it in. 4.3 seconds remaining. Manuel down 41-41. Trapps on the inbounds. They get it to Richardson. Top of the key, left wing. Here's a three by Postal. Wait, no good. And the Bombers have won the game. 41-40. Postal Wait missed the three. And McComb rallies from an 18-point deficit, and they knock off third-ranked Manuel, 41-40. It goes from 34-16 to 41-40. My goodness, what a game in Canton, Illinois. McComb down, but not out.